The California Shakeout is taking place next Thursday. That's 10/20 at 10/20. And KHSU will be participating in it. And guess what? Lynn Glenn is here on the same idea of earthquakes and getting prepared for earthquakes. She's created a children's picture book called Sophie and Daniel Get Ready for Earthquakes. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie.
So let's talk about this book. Why did you create it and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, I think I created it. It's kind of a long, complicated story, but at this point, I'm a self-admitted earthquake preparedness nerd. I love it. It was the favorite part of my job when I used to work for public health and health education. I am a coordinator for our community's community emergency response team. I help coordinate a neighborhood preparedness pod, which we have in Blue Lake. And I'm also a member of the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group. So I love disaster preparedness. And I think the reason I do is because while we can't stop disasters from happening, we can do so much to get ready for them, and once they do, then we can make it easy on ourselves and our families and our communities. So I love doing this, and when I thought about how to make my community better prepared, I thought, well, the most vulnerable, really, are young children in our population. And I'm a former preschool teacher. I raised three kids. I am a grandmother, so I thought this would be fun to do because I've read so many preschool books, probably thousands in my career, and it's fun to do it in this format.
Tell the listeners how it starts, and let's talk about Sophie and Daniel, because there's so many items in here that are really important for all of us, you know.
Right. My sister read it, and then she got her earthquake kit together, and she became a CERT trained person.
So she got that excited about all the information you provided.
Did.
So let's talk about the two characters first, Sophie and Daniel.
Yeah, Sophie and Daniel. My niece's name is Sophie, and my nephew is Daniel. And Sophie kind of inspired me to write this book. It's a little bit different than her personality, as you see in this book, but the kids are the ones who help motivate their parents to keep on getting ready and do the whole preparation process.
It looks like there's an earthquake at the beginning, and things fall.
Right. There's an earthquake, and Daniel gets covered in the stuffed animals that are on a shelf above his bed, which, of course, he finds out later probably shouldn't be there. His parents come in and they say, you know what? We are getting ready for earthquakes. So in that day, they go and talk to the earthquake scientists and learn about earthquakes and tsunamis. They get some information from the earthquake scientists on how to go home and get themselves and their house ready for the next one. So they do that. The kids are part of it. It's a little bit different than most earthquake preparation information that you have because it really empowers these young kids to be part of the team. And kids can be afraid when things like this happen, but when they become prepared and they learn, you know, more about what's happening and what they can do about it, that makes them feel more confident.
It seems like if they understand why it's happening, that they have no control, but they do have some control over their own environment.
Exactly.
Right?
Kind of like adults, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. These pictures are great. Who did the illustration?
Local author Darcy Brown. She is an amazing artist. She's now a high school art teacher. But she did the illustrations for me. And then it was designed by local graphic artist Amy Barnes. And she is just amazing. She and Darcy both made the book come to life.
It's really easy to read for those of you who are thinking, should I pick this up? It's really easy, and all the information all of us can use.
Yeah, there are the lists that you need to make emergency preparedness kits. And I think people can sometimes get a little bit overwhelmed and think, oh, gosh, there's so much I have to do. I'll do that later.
Right.
And then they don't.
Right.
I think about half of us statistically are usually prepared for quakes and disasters, and half of the people aren't. And I think that's one of the reasons. So this makes it really simple. You know, if you have you can get a basic kit together. You don't have to do it perfectly, and getting the water part is really important, a gallon per person per day for at least 3 days. And in the back there's a cutout form, because sometimes families don't think about the fact that they may not be together when the earthquake happens.
Right. So what do you do? And having a plan, right?
Exactly. You want to plan ahead of time. You want to know, if you have kids, what your kids' plan is, you know, what their school is going to be doing, where their assembly point is, and then make sure the kids know and everyone knows how you get back together after a disaster.
And also having that emergency contact person outside of your area too, right?
Exactly. What we know is that the phone lines can get jammed pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But if you can make a call out of the area, it can go through more easily than in a call in your area. So pick a person ahead of time to call out quickly and tell them you're okay. And that's pretty important too.
And funny, I'm one of those people, the contact.
You're an emergency contact for someone in your family? Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Your family's prepared then.
Yeah. Which is really good.
That's wonderful.
I don't know if they're prepared, though, like a lot of people with all the stuff. If you have a lot of stuff in your house or walls that have bookshelves that aren't attached to walls, right? Those are problems.
Yeah, there's a page in here. It's called there's a home hazard hunt. And you can go through your home and look and find out about things like maybe shelves over beds or heavy pictures over beds that could be moved. And also anything that's tall that could fall over, the TV especially. I mean, that's just a whole thing for kids. You want to make sure and anchor a TV so it doesn't fall on somebody. Anything that's in your garage, you want to make sure that any toxic chemicals are down low so they're not falling off of shelves. There are things to do, and it's a one page. You can get more information online for a lot of these things, but if you have the basics and you can go through there, you just, like I said, it can take about a day to do this, then it's a really good feeling once you get prepared.
I was giving Lynn some helpful hints about what would be really fun for families to do, which was a scavenger hunt. But I think it would take a lot of donations from businesses and people to do that.
It would be a fun community event. But also kids can do kind of a scavenger hunt. And there's a page in there where kids can have a little checklist. They can make their own preparedness kits in like their old school backpacks.
Right.
And they can go through and find the things that they would need. And it's a pretty simple list. But it's all the basics. Maybe they can have to go buy a whistle. But most of the things you can just find in your house.
Exactly. And if you don't, you know, some of our secondhand stores have great backpacks.
That's true.
Very cheap.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's extra clothes. Kids keep growing out of their clothes. But if you want to put a few extra things, if you're going to have that kit going to school or someplace else, to daycare, that would be a good source for that information. And the other thing, one of my goals is teaching drop, cover, and hold on properly, because a lot of people have the immediate thought, well, maybe I should run outside. Well, that's the last thing you want to do, because if you run outside, things can fall on you. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is stay put and drop down as low as you can and cover and hold on to something. And you want to get under a large piece of furniture. And if ahead of time in your house, you kind of look around and say, okay, let's say there's an earthquake right now. Where would I go? Mm-hmm. And in fact, when one of my friends read this book to her little boy, they finished the book and they started looking around. Huh, where? Drop, cover, and hold on. Where can we do that, Mom? So that's an important thing. And kids can be good at remembering things like that. If there is an earthquake, maybe we as adults might forget, but I bet once the kids learn, then they're going to remind you.
I like the idea, Lynn, of empowering the children to take charge themselves and actually maybe even help the parents to take charge of the situation.
Right. Kids, they feel more confident, mm-hmm. and then they feel less afraid, as we were saying. But they also can be teachers. And they may not be with you when there's an earthquake. Mm-hmm. So when you teach them what to do and they don't panic themselves, they learn to drop, cover, and hold on, not to run outside. That's pretty important. And as a parent, you know, I think I would like to know that my child is safer because they know what to do. We live in earthquake country. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not if, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we all need to know.
Right. And now you're also, let's remind everybody, I'm talking with Lynn Glenn, who came out with a book called Sophie and Daniel Get Ready for Earthquakes. And again, we're having the California Shakeout coming up next Thursday at 10:20. KHSU will indeed participate, as well as I'm sure a lot of businesses in HSU and everybody probably.
Yeah.
So do tune in and practice drop, cover, and hold on. You're going to be doing a book signing coming up.
Yes, I'm going to be at Northtown Books on Friday for Arts Arcata from 7 to 9 p.m., and I'll be signing books. And also I have a friend coming from the Red Cross, and she's also a CERT team member, and she's going to be doing a demonstration of an emergency kit, just showing how you can put a kit together And the materials, I went to, can I say, a local store that's, mm-hmm. that's really inexpensive in Eureka, and just picked the things up mm-hmm. Pretty inexpensively. And it's a kit for a family of three for 3 days, because that's the recommended minimum mm-hmm. that you prepare for. Of course, if you live in communities outside of Eureka and Arcata, you might want to prepare for a little bit longer. I know in Portland, they're recommending 2 weeks.
Wow.
For water supply, for, mm-hmm. for particularly, because water is the most important thing that you want to have.
Yeah, and things can happen. The roadways, as we know, there might be problems there. And if there's a tsunami because of a big enough earthquake, mm-hmm. yeah, there's additional. And then there's aftershocks.
Right. That's right. You know, remember in 92, we had our famous triple quake.
Right.
So it's unpredictable, again, but the part that we can control is how prepared we are, and then we have peace of mind, and mm-hmm. it's not something that makes you really nervous in the back of your head that, oh, I've still got to do that.
But it's still good to do it.
Oh, exactly. Get it done, and of course, you want to check on your kits. If you're one of the 50% of the people who are prepared, maybe you did it 5 years ago.
Yes. Some of us are that.
Yeah, and you want to just go and check and make sure everything in your kit is still okay. If you've got kids, did they outgrow the extra clothes you put in there? Maybe you need to put some more appropriate sizes in the kit. So the shakeout this next week is a good time to check all those things, and I think you're going to have someone come talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Lori Dengler will be in to also talk more specifically about it, but we are too today, so we want to get everybody ready.
We're so fortunate in this area to have a group of people who are so committed professionals and who are helping us get prepared, and it's important because we have a lot of earthquakes here, but I don't know that every region like this has somebody, people like this, a team that's so prepared and so willing to share with the public and mm-hmm. wanting to educate us all about it.
Excellent. Well, once again, you'll be talking this Friday.
Yes. I'll be doing a book signing this Friday, and then also I'll be at the Clark Museum on the 15th. They're having an archaeology day from 11 to 3 in Eureka. So I'll be doing a book signing there as well.
Excellent. I think you need to... No, I won't tell. I think it'd be really fun to have a scavenger hunt with a bunch of children and families.
We need to plan some events together.
I know. I'll be in charge. I'll help. Okay. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come talk with us.
Well, thank you, Katie, for being interested, and I'm glad that you're prepared, and I hope everybody else gets prepared and takes part in the shakeout and listens to Lori tomorrow to tell them how.
And again, this is Sophie and Daniel, Get Ready for Earthquakes. It's a family book, mostly geared towards kids, but I think it's available for everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie. Bye-bye.
Bye.